Chapter 11.
What in Guzan's beard is that?
Bryn Mawr said, staring up into the sky. Bezog had returned with Samaz, but he kept Samaz's dream to himself. After all, dreams were open to interpretation.
It looks like a rock,
Ben said, craning his neck and shielding his eyes. The sun was rising again, and Bezog hadn't bothered to say anything until now. Everyone needed all the rest they could get, especially Sasha. Her pale eyes were bleary, and she stood by everyone else, gaping and yawning.
How can this be, Bezog?
She said.
It glows. Is it a dragon? A monster?
Shaman Hovind crept along either side of her, staring as intently as everyone. Neither of the pair was ever rattled, so calm and poised in their expressionless demeanors. Now there was a puzzled, almost amazed look in their eyes. They glanced at each other and then at Bezog. Shum said,
"Can you see it now, Bezog? It should seem familiar."
Hovind added,
"Well, if you can see what it is, then why don't you spit it out?"
Bryn Mawr said, holding Pilpin by his ankles and up on his shoulders.
"Does it kill the elves to be forthcoming about anything?"
"Why would that kill us?"
Shum said. Bezog glided in between as Pilpin hopped off Bryn Mawr's shoulders and bared his axes.
"A moment, everyone,"
Bezog said, irritated.
"If you please, we can wait, or I can shed some light upon this for all to see."
Do it then, wizard,
Bryn Mawr said with a growl.
"And make it quick. I'm about to pull the answers I want from a pair of elven skulls."
He glared at Shum and Hovind.
"That's no jest."
Bezog spread his arms out wide, revealing his slender hands from the wide necks of his sleeves. His fingers drummed the morning air, and he started an incantation. Before his eyes, the air shimmered with new life. The distant view of the land and sky twisted and warbled. He summoned more power within and muttered the final word of the spell in elven.
Ishpala.
Oh! Ben gasped the loudest of the group. Some of the others stepped back.
"By my beard, what have you done?"
Pilpin said in wonderment.
"It's a wall of enhanced imagery,"
Bezog said,
"making everything appear much closer than it is."
You can do that?"
"Fantastic, father,"
Rary said, stepping closer to the wall.
"Why haven't you shown me this before?"
Everything was closer, 10 times at least. The trees, the rocks, the birds that flew in the sky. Rary stretched out his hand.
"Don't touch it,"
Bezog warned.
"And don't stare so long either. It'll make you dizzy."
Bryn Mawr stood close by, clawing his beard and grumbling to himself.
"Where'd that rock go?"
Bezog narrowed his eyes. It took time to adjust looking through the magic wall. But just when he saw it, Bryn Mawr cried out,
"It's the floating city!"
"That city?"
Ben said, stepping closer.
"Great Guzan, I see it now."
The floating city was there, floating straight toward them through the sky. Where it seemed miles away, now it seemed as if it was right on top of them.
"Dragons are pulling that thing, father,"
Rary said.
"Hundreds of them."
There they were, shackled by enormous chains to collars around their necks. Dragons. All sorts. Black-winged, black-tailed. All their eyes had a soft green radiant glow. Their leather wings labored over their backs as they pulled the city forward. Bezog felt Sasha's hand on his arm.
"Dearest,"
she said,
"you have goosebumps. Never in my life have I ever seen you so stricken before."
"What do we do, father?"
Rary said, drawing his sword.
What do we do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do,
Brenwar said.
I'm going to follow that city.